Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First, I'd like to thank our mayor, our great mayor of Lackawanna, Mayor Szymanski, for joining us. Cheryl Dalton is the owner of Winfield's Pub, which is down the street, which is affected by this empty property. We have Jennifer Narabeski. She's head of the Chamber of Commerce. And wait, we have more people. And we have Annette Ifollow, city council member. And we have Mr. Shapiro, whose title
Director
is
of Director of Development.
Director of Development for the city of Lackawanna.
And fourth ward councilman Kevin Serdak.
So thank you all for being here. First, I want to take a moment to send my heartfelt condolences to the friends and families of Deputy Commissioner Dan Fitzgibbons. He passed away, as everybody knows, on Monday. He was so important to this community and to all of Erie County. He was well-loved, well-respected. We're sorry for his loss, okay? Now, can you guys hear adequately? It's a big truck route. That's a problem. I'll try to stop when there's a truck coming if I'm not in the middle of a sentence. So, why are we here? I'm here to lend support to our local community, residents, business owners, elected officials who are tired year after year of living near or driving by zombie gas stations, which are in total disrepair. Recently, the Buffalo News reported on a whole bunch of these in Amherst, Tonawanda, Buffalo, and right here in Lackawanna. And I'm here to lend my support to Mayor Szymanski and the business owners and local elected officials. We're going to urge the owners of these facilities to work on a redevelopment plan once and for all. I'm here to fill the tank with a little gas to try and get this problem solved quickly, because residents of Western New York should not have to deal with the blight of abandoned properties, emptied, littered parking lots. These sites are like eyesores when you pass by, but it's much worse than that. It's harder to attract businesses and attract people when you have an empty lot like this, and sometimes there's safety and health hazards as well. Excuse me. I know about this. We worked against Sunoco at a zombie gas station at the southern end of the city of Syracuse a couple of years ago. They finally cooperated, and now it's a very beautiful, beautiful other site. We want the same thing to happen here and throughout the zombie gas stations here in Western New York. Another problem. Another problem is sometimes these lots are potential fire hazards. Sometimes they attract vermin. They're a hindrance to local development, and they're just unfair to all of the prospering businesses around the street. Now, this one was Sunoco. So there's a Sunoco across the street. Maybe they don't want competition, but they don't have to sell it to a gas station. What about a Dunkin' Donuts? What about any other kind, a Walgreens, a drugstore, a discount tire place? We have a lot of different businesses here. And if Sunoco would get off the dime, they could sell this, make a little money, sell it to someone reputable of who the community approves, and we could solve this problem. Does Sunoco want, thank you very much. Does Sunoco want this site to sit as an eyesore? It shouldn't. We can all think of a productive business or a restaurant or other commercial use that's here. And there are other ones. There are zombie gas stations on high traffic streets like Ridge and South Park, near commercial storefronts, ideal locations. This is a busy, nice intersection. It's Sunoco's laziness. It's Sunoco's lack of caring that leaves this vacant. And we need to get them to move. So I speak for everyone when I say that our patience is running on empty. We gotta get somebody to get Sunoco, to get somebody here and fill this site. Over in Amherst, Supervisor Culpa, supervisor of Amherst, he was forced to purchase the property by eminent domain. The taxpayer shouldn't have to pay for Sunoco's abandonment here, and Sunoco can do something quickly and easily. So I will be dealing with the owners of various zombie gas stations and telling them they got to get with it. They got to help us sell it. If they want to give it away, we'll be happy with that as long as it's something reputable and good for the community. And we will do our best in that regard. Okay? Let's see. Yeah, I was just going to say, so in 2013, we had this problem in Syracuse. And we put pressure on Sunoco. They were the owner there too. And guess what? Now it's no longer a zombie gas station. It's a beautiful new site as you enter Syracuse from the south side. And I hope we can have the same success with this gas station and others. Lackawanna is a community that's seen a lot of change. But these elected officials and business owners are fighting hard to see that Lackawanna can stay a decent and good and strong community, and I'm here to help them get that done. Mayor Zemanski. And then I'll talk about, I'm going to say something about Memorial Day now or later. Well, this weekend is Memorial Day. Every American, every Western New Yorker should just spend a few minutes and think of those who laid down their lives for our country. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing in America that people from the days of Bunker Hill, when the farmers put down their plows and took up muskets to create our freedom, that young men and women have been willing to risk their lives and have for our freedom. But I want to make one other point, and I don't know if it's happening here in the Buffalo area, but I've just been told that, you know, that we have our American Legion, our veterans of foreign wars that sell poppies to raise money for the veterans, you often in post offices. Well, in Henrietta, the post office said they could no longer come in. I hope that's not happening in other places, but one place is one place too many. So I am sending a letter, an email, to the head of the post office saying you've got to let the veterans in. They say, well, if we let them in, we might have to let the Ku Klux Klan or the Communist Party in. No way. Our veterans organizations, we know who they are, they're reputable, and we ought to have them in every post office we can. Okay, that's what I wanted to say on that. And now let me call on Mayor Zemanski.
Well, thank you so much,
Mayor. Thank you.
I'll be quick. First off, regarding his Memorial Day comments, as a Navy veteran, I really appreciate once again the support of Senator Schumer. I'm a member of the American Legion, and his words are very touching because if ever there is a time in which veterans should not be forgotten, it's Memorial Day weekend. But we're here for another issue here. I want to thank once again Senator Schumer for coming to Lackawanna and fighting for our small city. We don't need any more barricades. We need businesses. And Senator Schumer called me up last month and said, how can we help? I said, well, we have a property right here in the corner. It's an ideal corner. It's the busiest corner of our city, and we can't get any movement. He said, let me see what I can do. So with that, I just want to say, Senator, once again, thank you for picking up that phone call and working with the city of Lackawanna and trying to get business back in Lackawanna. Thank you again, Senator.
Great.
Thank you,
sir. Say something, Mr. Lord? You don't have to. You might get some publicity.
Okay,
you don't have. Anyone else want to say anything?
Chamber?
Thank you.
No.
Okay.
Other than my business is named after my father, who was a World War II Navy veteran.
God bless. My dad, God willing, on Flag Day will turn 95. He flew freighter planes over the Himalaya Mountains in World War II.
Wow.
So, praise God. Yeah. Okay, ready for questions on this subject, and then we can go to any other subject you like.
What are some of the problems when you try to redevelop these areas as far as remediation with gas tanks and things like that underground? What do you have to deal with there?
Well, there's actually a federal law that helps them remediate with the gas tanks because they don't want the gas seeping into the water supply and the aquifers and stuff like that. And this has been done time and time again. I'd say this is not an economic issue. It's a issue of concern. It's an issue of the company understanding they have an obligation to the community. We don't care if they want to give it away, but the property is not a property that people wouldn't want. As the mayor said, it's the busiest intersection here in Lackawanna. You can see it's a beautiful area, and look at all the traffic. Anyone should want this. This is a question of inertia, laziness, and lack of concern as opposed to economics. And, well, it may be they're worried they'd just make it a gas station, it would compete with their gas station across the street. But they don't have to make it a gas station. Oh, these companies come to Washington for all kinds of things. I never make it a direct quid pro quo, but they know that they ought to be behaving properly. I remind them of that. And as I said, we had success with similar problems in Syracuse a few years ago. Well, because the number of gas stations is declining. We used to have many more gas stations than we do now. They're more efficient, they're larger, most of them are self-service, and so there are fewer gas stations, that's why. I don't think, he doesn't own this one, he owns several others, but no, I don't think there's any politics involved. I think it's, again, it's no sweat off their backs to keep it vacant. It's sweat off our backs, and that's what we got to change.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.